Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Bill, welcome in. Congrats. Is this the biggest award ever for Bill Devlin?
Well, I'm looking forward to my reward when I get up there. You know, the retirement benefits I have are out of this world. So, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the presence of the Lord. But thank you, Dom. I mean, you know, when I look at our long-term history, I think we've been friends 30 years going back to the days at Temple with Graham Spanier and Penn State and all
that.
Oh,
yes, but yes.
Just in the last year, really, I wanted to put you, Dom, and Dan as person of the year. You know, when I think about our long-term friendship, I think about that you helped our organization, widowsandorphans.info. You helped us raise $25,000 back in March and April, May of this year for combat trauma medical supplies for the Ukrainian citizen soldiers. Those combat trauma medical supplies are called quick clot tourniquets. They've all been shipped over there. They're now healing those wounded Ukrainian soldiers. And then on top of that, even back going to 2021, you and Dan and your listeners, God bless you guys and your listeners during this Christmas and Hanukkah season, you allowed me and our religious exemption task force to help over 500 people in 20 states in three foreign countries obtain religious exemptions for the vaccine and allowed them to keep their jobs. I mean, when you think about that, that you're 50,000 watt bullhorn that you have there, have here in Philadelphia, that you help 500 women, men, some teenagers, military people, cops, Philadelphia city employees, police officers in the four suburban counties. You allowed through your getting the word out on your bullhorn about religious exemptions, even though Archbishop Perez was not going to give any of those, nor any other, nor any Catholic priest in the Philadelphia Archdiocese. You allowed 500 people to keep working. So, and you helped the Ukrainians. So, you know, God
bless
you.
Well, Bill, thank you. You're being well too modest, and that's in keeping with what you do. And Bill, on that note about the exemptions, though, that was one of the most amazing things that you handled. And you're right, these were coming from around the world. Did you happen to see, because I know you're all over the place, that President Biden and the administration, even at this point with the defense bill going forward, will not allow people in the military going forward that are not vaccinated? And you and I get, and you actually served in the military, the need for following orders, et cetera. But at this point in time, this is just overkill. This is just rubbing it in. And I think one of the architects is the head of the Defense Department, that general, and Biden. They won't let up on this.
Yeah, and, you know, I accepted this award. It came out of the White House Office of Volunteerism and Civic Participation. It was a big, huge banquet, you know, over 1,100 people up in New York City. My wife, my bride, Nancy, of 44 years. I've been in assisted living for 44 years, Dom. I think I'm getting up there with you and Ro. And Dan will get there someday. But, yeah, it's unconscionable. As a combat-decorated Purple Heart recipient Vietnam veteran who has shed for my country that I love dearly, the fact that they're kicking young men and women out of military service simply because they refuse to get the vaccination. I mean, you know, this is really the inmates running the asylum with apologies to the inmates. And it's just unconscionable that the brave women and men serve, that they're kicking them out because they won't get the vaccine. And, you know, the people that I fought with over in Vietnam for 2 years, I was in country, that these are people that love America. These were not bootleggers. These were not moonshiners. I mean, these were women and men that deeply love America. So nobody loves America more than we veterans, and particularly those combat decorated. We were in the fight. We shed blood. And so it's a sad day. And I did receive the award last Friday night, December 2nd, for this Lifetime Achievement Award from President Biden. He was not there, but I did it even though there's not one policy that I agree with him. But and I was thinking that some of my Republican friends were going to say, well, why did you receive the award from President Biden? I said, well, 21 years ago, President George W. Bush actually gave my wife Nancy, my bride Nancy, and I, we won the award through the Washington Times Foundation for Parents of the Year. We were in competition with 49 other parents.
Yeah, Bill, I got to say, the President's Volunteer Service Award, nobody has that kind of bookend. And I'm sure you would agree, and I say this all the time, we just saw an instance today where the heads of the Capitol Police shook hands at the gold medal ceremony with Pelosi and Schumer, and then they snubbed McConnell and McCarthy, yeah, particularly McConnell with his hand out. You're not shaking the hand of the person in a situation, yes, like that. You're shaking the office. You're shaking the unity
of
that
time. Office. That's, yeah, right. Yeah. And I, you know, as a former military guy, as a veteran, I was proud to be able to serve my country. I was proud to be able to receive this Lifetime Achievement Award after 52 years in ministry, and that the White House recognized it. And I was there with a lot of other people, same recognition. So we're thankful for the White House that they give out the awards. I don't know, maybe next year I'll be up there with the Kennedy Awards, perhaps. But
well, Bill, I wanted to get an update, yeah, from you too. Pastor Bill Devlin with us. One of the big stories that was huge, and you on the spot, and it takes a lot to do this, did a very nice rally protest over, mm-hmm, on in front of the federal building, and it takes a lot. Yeah. People think you just show up. It doesn't work that way.
Right. You know,
I don't have
there, Dom.
I don't have my own bullhorn. I'm like Helen Gim. So, Bill, Mark Houck,
yeah,
you were good enough to get on the principal attorney, et cetera. I think I met his wife there and some other relative. But what's, yeah, going on, people are asking, as we hit the end of the year with Pastor Mark Houck, who was arrested in stunning overkill force,
yeah,
over his,
yeah,
protests at an abortion clinic.
Right. Well, it's another sad commentary on the current weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. And Mark Houck, in fact, I just saw him at the pro-life dinner a couple of Sunday nights ago, and he's happy as a clam in high tide. And he's living his life. He's going to be the grand jury is going to reconvene. He's going to be tried next month. And I would just encourage people to write a note to Merrick Garland, to the local U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, write it to President Biden, and just say, look, back off. I mean, here's a guy with, what, 7 kids. The FBI, as your listeners know, raided his house 5-6 o'clock in the morning. They had all the guns out, and maybe they should have had those guys the House should have had the guys from Broad and Clearfield at their house. But, you know, as a matter of fact, 3 months ago, Dom, about this gas station story you're covering, those same gentlemen, and I met all of them, they were actually in West Philadelphia, at West Philadelphia High School for a huge basketball tournament that one of my supporting churches and Pepsi Cola of Philadelphia,
okay,
put on. And they were there in full regalia, the vest, the automatic weapons inside the gymnasium to make sure that no shenanigans,
yeah,
went on.
And Bill, something for listeners. I don't know about you. You know, the automatic weapon, because I've seen it around and all that, when guys are there with shotguns, that even seems to be more,
yeah,
serious business to me.
Well, they had them there at West Philly High School. But Mark and his wife and kids, they're doing well. I know that their kids are going through counseling after the traumatization that they saw on that day when the FBI pulled up with 20 vehicles, the Pennsylvania State Police. So I would just encourage you and Dan and your listeners to pray and pray that we would see great victory. He's not the only one, as you know, Dominic.
Yes.
Dan. I mean, there's dozens of people across the U.S. that Merrick Garland has just said, you know, and you know, I'm waiting for Megan Brock, who, in fact, my connection with her is some of our five children actually went to the same high school, and they keep up their friendship with Megan, and they can congratulate her on her Dom Giordano Person of the Year. So, you know, pray for us that are on the front lines. I think that's very important. And then now is the time to take a stand, right? Now is the time to step up on all these great issues, whether it's kids in school or whether it's for life or for marriage or for all the other crazy stuff. Now is the time, and here is the place. If not us, Dom and Dan, then who? And if not now, then when? And that's why I'm going back to Nigeria. Busted my back over there. I've been on crutches for 4 weeks. That's how I got the award last Friday night. But I'm eager to get back on the road again, and I'll certainly be in contact with you, whether I'm in Nigeria, Gaza, Cuba, Ukraine, Afghanistan, or here in Philadelphia in what we now call Karjakistan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas, Pastor Bill Devlin.
Merry Christmas. It's such an honor. God bless you.
It's one of the blessings of doing this for so many years to know you. Thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks. And people can follow me, widowsandorphans.info. God bless you, Dan, Dom, and your listeners. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.